Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, a return of the Performance Center, a return of Mr. 619, and a return of a bunch of squash matches. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Are you ready?
We are, because we are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. You're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown Live right here, right now. I am Christian Rosenberg. Over on the other side of the table, he is the Tom the Com, Tom Connolly.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And she is back from the crazy bachelorette parties.
Which was not crazy at all.
So she claims. Gabby Loren, what's up?
I had a blast. I went to Cuba, you guys. It was awesome. And
who does a bachelorette party in Cuba? That's just badass.
Yeah, it was pretty badass. Yeah. So original. But it felt like I was just traveling. It was fun. Very enjoyable.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed yourself, but we're also glad you're back.
I know.
Because we got to chat about some things.
We do have to chat about some things.
I mean, there's a number of things. I mean, first off, where has your Andrade been? Ever since you've been gone, Andrade's
been gone.
Yeah.
You know what?
Coincidence?
I think he might have been on the ship I was on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Part of the bachelorette festivities?
Yeah, well, okay. I think he was in the cabin next to us on his own bachelor thing.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a lot to get into because we have, you know, a very important wrestling rap later on. We got to make predictions for Evolution because somebody has to talk about Evolution because Lord knows not many others are. Not many other programs seem to be talking about it.
What programs are you talking about?
I have no idea.
Can we recap here at AfterBuzz TV?
Perhaps.
Programs that depend on this, you know, show to be a success.
But let's kick the show off. We start with the New Day, the former tag team champions, now just former five-time champs. They came to the ring not happy. And Xavier says, we were cheated and defeated. And they're all just like, by Big Show? Big Show, Big Show, we thought you were cool. Now, all of a sudden, the Big Show is more like the bartender.
That was a corny joke.
They intended on being corny.
I don't know.
They were waiting for that rim shot. They were waiting for that rim shot that Steve, our awesome engineer, just did. I do like that they acknowledge that he flips back and forth more times than a flapjack.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kofi pretty much calls out any member of the bar because Kofi wants a piece. He wants some revenge. And it ends up being Kofi versus the Big Show. And Big Show destroyed Kofi Kingston. Couple chops, three choke slams, no offense whatsoever from Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
Big Show's not even pinning him. He tries to pick him up for a fourth one. Big E and Xavier run into the ring and just start trying to attack to cause a DQ because he's just not trying to pin and end the match with Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus and Cesaro come in. They destroy everybody. Big Show choke slams, knockout punch. They stand tall. Is it good? Like, what is better on how good they made, how dominant they made the bar look, or how incredibly weak they made New Day look? Like, as far as, was it a good thing on the domination, or was it a bad thing for how weak? Like, which was a stronger point?
Well, I would say it's a good thing that the bar is looking strong, because I would never want to say that it's a good thing that New Day is looking weak. New Day is a tag team that is highly respected in the WWE. They do a great job.
Maybe I misphrased. I wasn't saying that it was a good thing for them to look weak. I might have said it wrong, so I apologize for that.
I think, do you mean what do we prefer or something?
No, like which one was a bigger impact on how dominant they looked or on how weak they made?
I think dominant.
Okay.
You have Big Show. Anything you stick Big Show in, it's going to make that team or person look dominant.
Yeah, I mean, the New Day has had three members forever.
Yes.
The bar, you know, any other team that they've ever gone against, except for when they went against, like, The Shield, had, you
Sanity,
know,
hello?
Okay, who
remember
was that?
Them?
No, I don't.
Are they still on SmackDown? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know if they're still in WWE. I don't know. but I just think, you know, we need to finally have a team that they can go against where is going to dominate. And, I mean, you do have a – they have a giant, you know, like what is going to, you know, combat three guys? Because they do – I mean, when New Day was bad, they did cheat a lot to win matches.
Yes.
When they were good, they still kind of, you know, towed the line of, like, helping the other people out as they were doing it. But they always had, like – last week, for example, you said of, like – I think Sheamus went for a pin. Kofi kicked his foot, you know, knocked his feet off.
Yes.
He wasn't even in the match.
Right.
So it's like, well, now with, you know, Big Show out there, he's not going to be doing that anymore. I mean, he can still try to, but he's going to get punched in the face. So.
Are you guys excited that Big Show is back? How do you feel about his return?
You know, we touched on it a little bit last week, but I like the fact that if he's going to kind of be like the muscle behind him. So I don't want him to be part of, like, Freebird rules. Like, any one member of the New Day could defend the title. I don't want Big Show to be like, oh, tonight it's going to be Big Show and Cesaro defending the titles for the bar. I don't want him to be implemented with them like that. But if he's hanging out with them and just, like, making sure that everything's in order and just in their corner and punching someone in the face if they get out of line or whatever, that I'm cool with.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if they switch it up. I think, if anything, if they want to make these guys like actually be like a dominant group, like give the Big Show the U.S. title. You know what I mean? Because at least that's something interesting that if all three of them have belts, you can at least have them be like, all right, you know, we run this place.
But we have such a great run and story with Nakamura. Exactly.
Exactly.
Got it.
So, yeah, I think it's – I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to see him tossed into the tag team matches, but I could see them doing that. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about it last week where
I already
booked a match for Survivor Series.
Tom, we're set for the rest of next year.
Yeah, we're good.
I just want to see Big Show bring back those tractor trailers and those really awesome entrances where he made a sincere impact.
Tag team rematch from last week, the Usos versus Dan O'Brien and the AJ Styles. So last week it was Dan O'Brien accidentally hitting AJ, which then caused the Usos to do his double super kick and get the surprise win. Tonight, AJ accidentally hits his Pele kick on Daniel Bryan, and then super kick, splash, and the Usos, 2 weeks in a row, beat the WWE champion and the number one contender for the title. How are they not being discussed to be in this tag title picture if they've beaten the top two singles competitors twice?
Because they're not going against a team?
When does Jimmy Uso get his title shot at AJ Styles?
Yeah. Maybe next week? I don't know.
Are they about to be splitting up or something?
No, that will never happen.
I know.
But I did find it kind of interesting that we did a rematch from last week.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of flipped the script, but it was pretty much the same exact turnout. This is great for the Usos, but obviously the whole story is about AJ and Dan O'Brien having animosity, not being able to get along, which we, again, touched on last week because there's a rematch from that. But I feel like at this point, the bigger story should be that the Usos beat them 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And they're not talking about that at all.
And they're not in, you know, going for the tag belts or doing anything.
Not a crown. They're not. They're not scheduled for Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows when that's going to be at this point, but.
Yeah, but isn't there still time for them to be scheduled?
They have one more. If it's on schedule as it's supposed to be, there's only one more SmackDown before it.
So there is still an opportunity.
Sure. Yeah. But they announced New Day versus The Bar already.
I think it's possible for them to join in.
I would love it if they let them. But I don't know.
But overall, in this, we're as much as like the Usos are important into this story, they're really not. they're not letting them be important. Mm-hmm. But we're building to a match that people have been dying to see. For how many years of Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles in WWE? For the championship.
Yes.
And that match is like an afterthought, I think. Like, there's no build to this match at all. They've had two random weird tag team matches where they've lost because of the other person. And, like, all we had was a backstage thing that kind of, you know, was showing some tension.
It's interesting that they're wanting to build up that World Cup tournament.
Yeah.
More even than the Universal title.
Yeah.
More than both of them.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
going back to this match, do you think that they're pairing up AJ and Daniel Bryan because they're creating this, like, new storyline between these two wrestlers, and maybe the Usos are just the fillers?
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're facing each other at Crown Jewel. So, yeah, it's just trying to intertwine them a little bit, but they're both good guys, so we want them to try to be friends. We don't want them to, you know, this isn't a Joe AJ scenario. Yeah. So
they're keeping the Usos working, but just using them as fillers to create this story that's going to continue to crown Jewel.
Exactly. Usos are just there.
Yeah.
Which they should not. The Usos should never be in a role where they're just there.
It's true.
Yeah. But you know who is here and who's here every week tuning in are awesome AfterBuzz fans.
That is so true.
I am the master at these segues.
Yes.
Are you?
I am. In
Maybe
fact,
you should do it.
No, you know, Tom every week has such a great
right
message.
Over to you.
Tom has such a great message to our fans every week that I don't want to take that spotlight from him. So, Tom, the floor is yours.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, AfterBuzzers.
Hello.
Our networks produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. You guys know we do this every week. From dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help, and we need you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and that'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you do in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. So go do it now.
Do it.
And listen to us on Spotify.
On everything. Yeah. Listen to us on multiple
everything.
Things. And love. I love the activity in the chat role. I see Marionette, Zeno Hour, War Hero, MG Geek, AJ, External Shockwave, Gabby. I see you in here too.
Thanks.
Multitasker, Gabby Loren. We love watching you guys live in the chat role, and of course all your comments on YouTube and iTunes. We love seeing them. We want to reply. We want to have fun. So apparently there's a drinking game now, according to the chat role. Anytime I make a segue, you have to take a shot. Be responsible. Make sure you're 21. So this way you can act like adults, just like how Charlotte was acting like adult to the trainees at the Performance Center. Drink up, Zeno Hour.
And only do this at home.
Yeah.
Please.
So Charlotte is
a responsible. Take an Uber.
Yes, yes, all that, home. All that. I'm joking around. I just love segues. Sorry. So Charlotte at the Performance Center. We heard about this over the weekend. Like it was posted by WWE, posted by her, that she actually was going down there to kind of almost be like a guest speaker to all the women down there training. And little did we know that it was actually being used for something tonight on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So she's giving them all new advice. A few of them are asking some questions. And all of a sudden, Becky Lynch shows up and she's like, here's advice for you guys. Don't make friends with anyone while you're here. Because they're only going to screw you over, only look after yourself. And
here comes Becky with the truth.
Yeah. And then they brawl. They eventually get separated by the wrestlers down there. It took a little longer than it should have for a group of superstars to get in between them and actually stop. Like, they were kind of looking, oh, my gosh, what's happening? Oh, wait, this is what we do for a living, so we should probably separate them. Then we cut to a video promo of Charlotte talking about how, you know, what you did at the Performance Center was unacceptable. This is no longer about titles or friendships. You've changed and there's no going back. At Evolution, I'll be standing over a friend who lost her way. To me, this was easily the best thing on the entire show tonight.
Agreed.
Because it was the only real advancement of a story. It was a different idea because they showed someone from the Performance Center on SmackDown. It went maybe a minute or so long. It was a little on the longer side. But it got the story over, where to me, you didn't need them live in front of the crowd to hype this up anymore for the last woman standing match this Sunday. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I love this promo. I thought it was a great way to segue into the next event, which is Evolution this weekend. And it was original. We haven't seen them really go into the Performance Center recently, so this was a new take on things.
Yeah, I applaud them for doing something completely different and out of the box of like, oh, we're just backstage, and you're just going to start beating me up backstage because we just happen to both be here for work today.
But, you know, they didn't explain exactly, like, why Becky was there, did
well,
they?
Well, I mean, I think, well, Becky probably saw online that Charlotte was, like, you
so
know
she
what I mean?
Just, she like, followed her.
Yeah, because she was like, why is the champ not
well,
doing
yeah.
this?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
it makes total sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Like, I feel like everything Becky said would, like, made sense in the story. And I mean, I think my favorite line was just Charlotte yelling, "Who are you now? Like, who are you?" Like, that to me, that's when they're editing the package for this, like, that's what they should end on, of like just Charlotte yelling, like, "Who are you now?"
With,
like,
with,
you
know, Becky standing with the smile.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
100%. To make more of a
like that
statement.
I love the Becky standing holding the belt and, you know.
Absolutely.
Just yelling, like, because it's the best hype they've done for this pay-per-view.
Yes. Really the only hype, let's be honest. Rusev versus Aiden English. It's finally happening. This long-time feud is finally culminating without any build-up, and it's less than a minute. Rusev crushed Aiden English, and Lana threw a shoe at Aiden, which should have been a disqualification.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't. Machka kick, accolade, Rusev wins.
Why?
Will Aiden... Is this just done? Is this it? Is this all that we get out of? Is this our payoff? Like,
I thought, okay, we're having this really short squash match because at the end of this,
someone was going to come out
and attack Rusev and be like, "Oh no, now I'm your big obstacle."
Or a girl comes out and attacks Lana. Yeah. Something.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're just trying to make Rusev look stronger at this point, so he'll finally get his chance.
A girl can hope.
I know.
He had a title. I know. He's had a shot at every title in the last, like, 3 months.
He's had a shot at a lot of things, but...
He had a World Cup qualifier match last week.
He never gave him the right opportunity to make it happen. So maybe this is the way, again, to finally get there.
I don't know. I think Rusev Day is losing its steam big time.
That's really sad.
Like, this whole thing just kind of blew up as well. This whole feud. Where the tape was just... a disaster. Like, that whole segment was just bad. Like, nothing good
came out of it. It blew up in their face. Yeah. It wasn't nearly as good as... And, I mean, I almost feel like, all of a sudden, we're not going to see Aiden English on TV for months.
Which makes me really sad.
Yeah, I feel like all of a sudden he's going to be just on the main event and everything.
Yeah.
Which he shouldn't be, because he's really entertaining.
Yeah. So it's just... I hope maybe they do find a girl to... You know what? With him.
That would be awesome if they just even brought somebody new into the mix.
That's what we've been talking about. Like, it would make sense. All of a sudden, he got a girl alongside him, and that would get on their like Lana and her can do a feud.
Yes.
Even if Rusev and Aiden eventually kind of separated, you still have those two feuds, so they're still a little bit connected.
But
mixed tag matches, all that.
But after tonight, like, it just...
After tonight, it seems like it makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't, because Rusev got his revenge. He beat him, and, you know, he made him tap out.
I think it could still happen.
Well, we want it to.
But I mean, the only thing I could think of them doing is, like, a Survivor Series, like, Team Aiden versus Team Rusev, but even that seems a really, really far stretch right now.
I do, like, Crossface Chicken Stain. First off, I love that name in the chat role. But he says they should have had a Milwaukee street fight. That would have made sense. Yep. That would have built on the story. Look at you. Look at you, Crossface Chicken Stain.
They weren't in Milwaukee, though.
No, they weren't.
Oh, I was like, wait, why are they in Milwaukee?
See what happened, Crossface Chicken Stain? Tom already forgot about the whole story.
I did, yeah. Yep.
Miz TV, Rey Mysterio was the guest. And Miz is like, "Oh, yeah, you're here to prove that, like, the little guy can overcome all the obstacles and win the big one. Well, I'm going to win Crown Jewel." And Ray's like, "I thought I was on Truth TV. What's going on?" And Truth TV chants break out because we love Truth TV.
Didn't we love Vince dancing last week?
It was interesting.
I like that he's so comfortable with who he is that he would do something that silly.
I'm surprised he's done a lot of stuff on TV.
If that's a silly thing,
it is silly.
You have to go back on the network and see some other Vince McMahon things.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot. But this is him dancing at his age.
Vince McMahon, Stacey Keibler, Vince McMahon, Trish.
But how old is Vince McMahon now?
How old was he then?
Yeah. All these things.
What do you mean, how old was he then? He's an adult. I mean, a grandpa, for God's sake.
He was a grandpa then.
Whatever. That's my case.
Results in a match between Miz and Mysterio. It was all right. Mysterio wins 619 in the splash. Fine. Makes sense. Have him win the match. He's back. Look dominant. Mm.
I don't like that splash finish.
He's always done that.
I know, but I don't know why. I'm like, it's just kind of like.
Well, to me, to me, it's just like, all right, a splash from literally like the smallest guy.
Yeah,
that's the issue. Like, all right, well, if he jumps with, like, but he doesn't really jump with it. He just kind of does a
Belly flops.
Yeah, just like a what do you call it? Not necessarily a belly flop. But like, what do you call when you just a trust fall?
Yeah,
it's pretty much a trust fall forward. But no one catches him because he just splashes on their opponent.
Well, technically, Miz's body does.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, I love the 619. It's such a cool move. And then you kind of, like, I wish, could he do a frog splash?
I
think he's done it a couple times before. Like
he
that.
Did a frog. I think he did a frog splash last week, actually. Mm. But tonight was just the drop the dime, gotcha. I think is what they were calling it.
Mm.
Naomi and Asuka versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, or so we thought. Then the Iconics come out, and they're talking about how they're going to win the Battle Royale Evolution. Then out comes Lana. Before Lana can say a second word, Carmella's music hits. And
listen, it was her birthday, okay? So, yeah. Happy birthday, Carmella.
Yeah, happy birthday, Carmella. And Carmella's asked everyone, like, what does everyone in Newark want? And you hear Corey Graves say, bail money.
Corey had a couple good lines again tonight.
Bravo, Corey. Dance break, but dance break's not as good unless it's on Truth TV. It can't be that can't be yeah. Carmella's thing.
I think it is now.
No, it's yeah. R-Truth's thing.
Nope,
Carmella,
sorry.
You have too many things.
Well, Carmella was a dancer. Have?
Yeah,
yeah, I understand. She
it
was
fits
a dancer.
Her character. Come on.
I don't know what else Carmella has.
She's got the moonwalk. She's
that's a dance.
That's not hers.
How many people in WWE have done it?
Still, that's not her move though. I don't see her do the moonwalk and go, that's a crazy dance move. I've never seen that before.
No, but no, I'm not saying she that. Does that's like signature to her yes. character.
Yeah. Okay.
In the midst of this, though, Zelina Vega runs out, attacks Carmella. All the women brawl in the ring, kind of trying to do a preview of the Battle Royal. However, only Mandy Rose is the only one that's actually thrown over the top rope. Everyone else just kind of gets beat up and rolls under the ring and falls out. Asuka's the last one standing in the ring for this segment. Uh-huh.
What was the point of this?
That's what we're trying to find out.
Was it like a night off for everybody so that they can like prepare for this weekend? That's what I'm thinking.
But what are they preparing for? None of them prepared. The only one that prepared was who threw Mandy Rose over the top rope? Zelina?
What I mean, yeah. I'm saying like it's a break on their body so that when they come to Evolution, they're all refreshed.
For Battle Royal.
Yeah.
But nobody practiced throwing anybody over the top rope to prepare for the show.
Because we don't want to see it twice.
I didn't want to see this.
That's what I'm saying.
I wanted to see a tag
I
match.
I was ready for that tag match. Yeah. I'm like, this will be fun.
I thought it was like, okay, now it'll be a, you know, triple threat tag match. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm all right with this.
Yeah, I'm like, when was the last time we had a triple threat women's tag team match?
I don't think ever.
Right? I'm sure it's been some point, but it's, I don't know. But
I don't think so.
Chat roll, let us know. But I've been like, oh, Iconics, great. Mm-hmm. Let's watch this match.
Yeah.
Then after the match, if the others wanted to come in and they all brawl, fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, what was the purpose of this? We're talking about the Battle Royal. Okay, this is less than half of the people in the Battle Royal.
And basically, I don't know. I feel like if you're on SmackDown, women on SmackDown, you're getting screwed royally at
Charlotte
this
pay-per-view. And Becky is the only actual match.
SmackDown match.
Yeah.
Every other SmackDown girl is in the Battle Royal.
Yep.
Like, it's insane.
It is insane.
And SmackDown women's roster is better than Raw's. I'm sorry. It's true.
I don't need this. Like, but also, if you're doing Evolution and you're doing, why is it not SmackDown versus Raw a match then?
Yeah, they could add in
you know?
An
that would brand, have been awesome.
Brand merger yes. match of something.
Like, if you're going to throw, if you're going to do six women tag of the Riot Squad and Sasha and whoever,
mm-hmm.
why isn't it 5-on-5? I mean, I get we're going to have Survivor Series next month, but you're not, it's going to be elimination. You know?
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
I don't know the answer.
Ridiculous. What a waste. These women deserve better.
Speaking of waste, here's another segue.
Yeah, this is another waste of a segment that we could have had a tag team match.
Are you talking about the commissioner of SmackDown?
Yeah,
Live,
that
Shane
guy,
McMahon?
Yeah,
he's back. And
why does he need TV time?
Well, he reminds us of the four competitors from SmackDown that are in the World Cup because we've all already heard multiple times.
You know who could have done that? the commentators.
Which they
did. While they talked about the main event match that wasn't a women's match.
Which they did. But Shane had to do it too.
Okay,
and,
Shane. Okay.
And he's asking who will the best in the world be, and then the entire newer crowd chants CM Punk.
I think what happened this week is that the SmackDown crew wrote Raw and the Raw crew wrote SmackDown. That's what I think happened this week.
I do like, though, that Shane acknowledged the CM Punk chance because it's like, I don't believe he's in a tournament.
Yeah.
That was good.
I did like that, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
And then he pretty much says, all right, here comes our main event. Thanks, bye. And out comes Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton for their match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we didn't see Paige at all tonight.
No Paige.
Like, why is she not out there like being like, Sunday, first ever women's only
pay-per-view? That I'm so proud that I helped pave a way for.
Yes.
Well, she ain't got the airtime, so it took Paige's segment.
Yeah.
Everything, what they've been doing all along. It's so ridiculous. Oh, man. People are going to listen and be like, man, these people are so down on this. Well, listen, I want to see good product each week. I want to see stories progress. We've seen no story progress except for Becky and Charlotte tonight.
That's it.
Like, I don't care.
We didn't even have any stories really. Other than like, okay, AJ and Daniel Bryan lost again. But there wasn't really even much of a progress in that too.
But I mean, I thought we were done talking about the whole show, but we're not. We still have to talk about the main event, which was a rematch of a match we've seen like five times now already.
Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. It was fine. These guys work well together, but like you said, we've been seeing a lot these last couple months. Randy wraps Jeff Hardy up in the tree of woe. He's hanging upside down, does the ear spot again, which is not as gross now since he just put a screwdriver in it.
Yeah.
So this almost feels downplayed.
Which is weird as that sounds.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, it's played out, Randy.
Jeff went for like a running swanton onto the outside and hit the ground hard.
Mm.
And then Orton countered a twist of fate into the RKO, got the win. And so the go-home show before Evolution, the all-women's pay-per-view, ends with Randy Orton.
Does that mean he could be the champion with the World Cup?
No, this means he's going to win the main event at Evolution. Because that's what they were really building up tonight.
Yeah.
And we end with Randy Orton.
All I got to say is WWE, you failed miserably on this.
And
miserably.
And I want to say, people who listen to us on a regular basis, you know we constantly praise as great SmackDown is.
Yeah.
And SmackDown almost always is better than Raw. But, tonight, this whole show really did nothing for both pay-per-views.
Yeah, no.
Not just Evolution. What did it do for Crown Jewel?
Like, they're just hyping this World Cup that is only for Americans anyway.
Yeah. So I'm really, really surprised. I'm really hoping next week's better than tonight.
I hope so. I mean, I think Sunday will be a really good show. I think
the girls are going to know, like, all right, we're going to go nuts.
Yes.
And I think all of them are going to have incredible matches.
Don't go too nuts. It's just the first pay-per-view.
But what I'm saying is, like, so people who are, you know, devoted and are still willing to tune in, even though they really haven't built it, are going to be in for some fantastic matches.
Yeah. But also, I think it's a little, I mean, it's always, Raw's going to have more than SmackDown.
Sure.
Always. But Raw has, like, why wasn't, like, Lita going against somebody on SmackDown?
Tonight?
No.
At the Evolution.
Okay.
Like, it's like, all right, so on Raw, you get Lita and Trish every week hyping up this pay-per-view. On SmackDown, you get just Becky and Charlotte, basically, hyping it up. Like, why couldn't, like, where are the other legends?
They're in the Battle Royal.
I know that, but
They couldn't show up tonight,
though?
No, just the Battle Royal. Yeah, it would have made sense if Tori or Molly Holly if they showed up tonight. Oh, that would have made that segment a little more interesting.
So much more interesting. Or if someone from NXT just happened to show up that's going to be in the Battle Royal. Like,
yeah.
They have so many people and so many things to do. It was just a lot of wasted segments tonight, I thought. It was just, you know. Yeah. Go back to the drawing board.
Optimus Provost in the chat says that the winner of the Battle Royal is Randina Orton.
It's funny.
Love it. All right, so with that said, we definitely have some wrestling rap, and we got some fairly serious wrestling rap.
Yes.
That we got to go over here. So let's get that music going, Gabby.
So wrestling rap is back and in charge. The first story is not the best story, but we have to cover it. Roman Reigns announced this past Monday night on Raw that his leukemia has returned. The WWE superstar was first diagnosed at age 22, which was about 10 years ago, and he's been dealing with this for a process of almost 11 years. He quickly went into remission then, and now he's in another battle to be had outside of the ring yet again. My question for this panel is, knowing that this was not a retirement speech that he made on Monday Night Raw, do you think Roman will still remain involved with WWE events, just not as an active wrestler?
I'll let you start with that.
I mean, I think it's a great, like, it's just, it's really sad and it sucks. And, like, I mean, if you watch the show, you've seen, I'm very critical of Roman Reigns, but not obviously the person. Like,
yeah.
It's more the writing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he is an awesome wrestler. He's entertaining. We know that. We've seen him wrestle now for how many years he's been in WWE? 5 or 6?
6 years.
Yeah.
Not counting this time in NXT.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it's something that it just really hits home because I feel like everyone, you know, cancer sucks and everyone know, like, has some kind of story of someone they know that has to either go through this kind of situation or, and it's just really sad. And I mean, I wish him the, you know, the best. And I think, you know, he's determined and you could tell. And I think it was good to see how positive he was about
yes.
it and not very just like, oh, well, this sucks. I'm, you know, going away. Like, he was like, no, I'm going to beat this, and I'm going to be back.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, great to see him back in the ring.
I do think, Gabby, kind of along the lines of your question, I think we'll periodically get, like, little videos from him updating. I don't know if we're going to necessarily get him live at an event.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as far as updates from it, I think a real big thing with this is with any type of disease, and this is going to sound a little odd, but understand what I'm going to say here. It, in a way, can really help the awareness and the contributions for a certain disease if there is some type of celebrity or big name that is affecting mm-hmm. that is affected by it. And in this case, like, you heard a pin drop in that arena. Also, Roman comes out booing, cheering, everything's crazy, and then all of a sudden, last 11 years I've been dealing with leukemia.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Mm. And I'm so glad that the audience did that, because
yes,
this is not the time to be acting foolish.
Right.
For sure.
And yeah. And the fact that, like, I commend him for A, being as determined, which that's the Roman Reigns that we know from TV. But also to be that vulnerable and open as Joe, the guy we don't know. And so the fact that he really was willing to do this, have this moment, nothing that was like pre-announced or anything like that. Like, when we've had wrestlers that have had to retire, like, it was like, oh, tonight Edge apparently has a special announcement about something.
Yeah.
We knew. I mean, he's coming out. The commentator's talking about his match against Braun and Brock.
Yeah.
So, like, all of a sudden, it just switches right to this, and it's a terrible thing that could have a very bright spot as far as the research, the awareness, and contributions and donations for people that are fighting leukemia, for people that don't have this type of platform. And the thing that I really admire about Roman is he wasn't making this, and he's like, gone on social media, it's like, you know, I appreciate all the support, but don't worry about me. Like, I'll take care of myself, I'll take care of my family. You know, it's more like, okay, how about the people that do need the help? And for that, whether you're a fan of him or not, I've said on here many times, I enjoy his wrestling, I hate his mic work, because there's not much of a character there. But as far as the human being and the person and what he conveyed and, you know, what he's going through, you have to support him, you have to respect him, and you wish all the best for him and his family. And, you know, we'll see what the future brings. Because I'm based on how he did the promo, I'm confident there is a future with him in WWE. I'm not thinking, oh no, leukemia's gonna, I feel confident that he's gonna beat it.
Yeah.
Like I almost feel like, oh, we'll see him at the Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not gonna happen. I know, we'll be realistic, but I'm like, the way he said it, I'm like, Oh, he'll beat it before then and be at the Rumble.
Yeah.
I think he's such a role model and such an important figure, especially in the wrestling world, that if and I believe when he overcomes this, he will be an even bigger superstar to so many people.
Yes.
And he can be that face that can speak on, like, I went through this terrible situation, you know, maybe support some of the foundations that they work with and be a face for that.
Yeah, not to make this like a joke or make light of it, but if he makes his return and people boo him then...
Well, yeah, I think this is for sure keeping him a baby face, but it's so humbling to see him be so honest and raw with something so terrible that's going on and that his family's going to have to deal with. And I really feel like he's a strong person. He's a warrior. He will come out and beat this. And I think he has a purpose to maybe do something bigger other than just wrestling when he beats cancer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and... You could see it today of like just the outpouring of support on social media from just like I was just going through the feed and you're like, oh wow, that's awesome. Like Madison Square Garden put like a
marquee thing up.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, just places like that where you're like, that's, you know, it's very nice of them to do that and just reach out. And like, it's weird. This is a weird situation because I feel like being a wrestling fan for so long, I've seen so many people make announcements like this, but this was something that's so different that we've never seen before. Someone being like, I have cancer and I can't wrestle right now and I don't know if I'm ever gonna wrestle again. Not just like I'm hurt and like, you know what I mean, like you don't think of that part of wrestling.
I mean, I do remember like, it back in, it was in WCW in like mid to late 90s when Hacksaw made like an announcement of it.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I mean, he was certainly well past his prime and all that, but everyone was certainly trying to support him through it then.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean you know, I'm not trying to compare one to another, but in today's mainstream media, with all social media, and then the guy who's the literally top of the brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy for that. Obviously, we wish him well. We'll hope, you know, obviously, hopefully get lots of updates.
Yeah.
What else we got?
We definitely wish him well. Lots of positivity and strength his way during this difficult time. The next is this Sunday's WWE Evolution will take place at Long Island, New York's Nassau Coliseum, my hometown. And the commentary crew has been set in stone.
All right, who we got?
So we have Michael Cole, Renee Young, and Beth Phoenix officially.
Michelle Cole or Michael Cole?
Michelle McCool?
Did I say
No.
I'm joking.
We just don't understand. We just don't understand for an all-women's pay-per-view, the first name you say is Michael Cole.
Well, I figured I would end it off with the two women that are commentary.
I heard that. I have seen things online that Michael Cole was commentary on the Mae Young Classic.
He's
been really good.
He's been great.
I haven't really seen much of it yet, so it's like...
I think Michael... Yeah. I think he's... Michael Cole does get a bad rap for his commentary because he's constantly being told as far as all the advertising he has to plug in. When he doesn't have to do that, for like the special shows they've done in Japan, UK, the Mae Young Classic, he has done a fantastic job. Mm. That said, this is the all-women show. Mm. He should take a well-deserved night off.
Yeah.
Well, I think they needed maybe somebody who's been doing this for years to kind of run the show and keep everyone on track.
You can do that from the back.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, Renee's new to the commentary table, and I mean, Beth Phoenix is not really a commentator.
No, she's been doing it for an hour.
She's been doing it for the last couple of years.
Both of them. And apparently, I mean,
I don't know. Not regularly, week to week.
No, but she's been, like, practicing. She's been at the Performance Center doing this for, like, months now.
You mean
now.
They're training her?
Yeah, basically. But then
there are also retired people that were also very good talkers. If you needed to throw a third one on there, there are other options.
Yeah, Renee could have been Michael Cole, and then the other two could have been the...
Yeah, I get it, but I'm okay with it. Like, I think it's nice to have, like, at least... I mean, Michael Cole's the boss, pretty much. He's the boss of the hosts. I feel like they need to just have one person in there to, like, keep things on track in case the women aren't strong enough to hold it. So,
Do you think they could surprise us in the end of being, like, you know, on Sunday, like, Michael Cole's out there and he goes, listen...
No.
Women, ladies, this is your night. I'm going to go. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think it would make any sense.
And then have someone else come out.
I would applaud the health to him if he were to do something like that.
But then that's giving himself like some sort of stardom, like coming out and announcing, oh, I'm not going to do this.
Or Beth can just powerbomb him through the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyways, aside from the main commentators, for the 1 hour pre-show, it will include Young again, Phoenix, alongside our GM, Paige. So Paige will be doing
the pre-show. And why can't she do it during the show?
But I also did see online that the pre-show is a red carpet pre-show. What do you guys think of that?
So yeah, there is a red carpet. So you have Lillian, or I'm going to go through all this. Lillian, JoJo, and Braxton will be the official ring announcers.
Okay.
And then Braxton and Charlie Caruso will be on the red carpet. And the interviews will be done by Dasha Fuentes, Kathy Kelly, our own, and Sarah Schreiber, who's new to the brand.
Right.
My question going off this is, do you think the Women's Evolution pay-per-view will live up to the expectations?
Why is it a red carpet?
That's what I don't
know. Why is it not a kickoff show?
I don't know.
I think maybe they're going to bounce back and forth, maybe. I don't know.
But it just seems like you're, I don't know, like why, I don't understand.
Are we having all the women show up in like nice gowns and everything and get an interview? Like the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I know. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, it's a red carpet, so that makes sense to be in.
But that should not be the case for this event.
Yeah.
That does not belong here.
I don't know.
I'm like, totally against that.
No, so
if that's what it is, I'm totally against it.
The thing I don't understand is like we're bringing, you know, they're putting them at the same level as the guys. And it's like, why does anything have to be different?
I like that Charlene in the chat role said that Stephanie could take his place, Michael Cole's 1,000% place on the commentator table.
1,000% yes. Absolutely.
That would make sense.
yes. Yes, Tom.
I guess, yeah.
Yes, Tom.
Sure, okay.
All right,
Before we move on, I want to ask the chat role or anyone watching in post, what do you guys think? Do you like this idea of a red carpet as a pre-show? What's your opinions on that?
I don't understand what that means. Yeah. But I don't like the whole idea of like, why?
I mean, red carpet's a red carpet.
I know, but why?
Why will we have a red carpet?
But is it going to be like, I feel like the first, like, section, like, around the ring is going to be, I mean, you would think it's going to be all the male wrestlers showing up to watch it, right? Or at least some of them.
I don't know. Like, we'll have to see. But we got like 2 minutes left. We got to do one more story and prediction.
Don't worry.
Go.
Gotcha. Yeah. Kevin Owens underwent a double knee surgery.
Well, this is a serious one. Okay.
Yes.
It's a serious one. And is expected to be back in action just before WrestleMania 35.
KO
posted a picture to his Twitter account with the caption, "They had a 2-for-1 sale going on at the surgery store." So, KO, I'm glad you can find the humor in all of this, but we will miss you on SmackDown every week. Yes. I mean, Raw every week.
Yes or no, real quick. Does Kevin Owens make his return with Sami Zayn at the same time?
No.
Well, no, because Zayn won't be ready, no, because I want to keep him separate?
I don't think Zayn will be ready.
You think Zayn will still need more time than that?
Yeah, I think so.
Even if KO, let's say, comes on one episode and then the next week Sami comes out with him, I think it will line up
together still?
Yeah.
As good guys, though, not bad
guys.
Yes,
they have to come back as good guys this time.
Yeah.
They need to refresh that relationship.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get some predictions.
I think they go on different shows.
So, Evolution, we literally only have 6 matches right now. I'm sure others are going to be thrown in. Oh, there's going to be the finals of the Mae Young Classic. But we don't know officially from TV yet who is in that, because that airs tomorrow. So,
will I tell you? No.
I have not been spoiled. And I will not be spoiled. Chat roll, do not spoil that.
You better not look at the chat roll.
I know. I'm going to exit out of the chat right now, because I'm sure someone will spoil that for me. Sorry, I love you, chat roll. But first off, 6 women tag. We'll go over the Raw ones first. 6 women tag match that we see each week on Raw. Sasha, Bayley, and Natty versus the Riot Squad.
Riot Squad wins.
Sasha, Bayley.
I'm going Riot Squad. I feel like they've actually done a good job pushing them and give them a big win on a big event.
I think Riot Squad wins, and then Sasha and Bayley explode.
That'd be nice. Alexa and Mickie James versus Lita and Trish.
Alexa and Mickie win.
I'm assuming... No, I'm going to go against you guys with this. I would think Alexa and Mickie would win, but I'm going to go for the alum, Lita and Trish.
I'm going with you. I'm saying Trish and Lita.
I saw that Alexa may not even be in the match.
One's going to pin Mickie. Oh, no, Alexa came back to action over this weekend, though.
No, then she apparently may have gotten a concussion, so she may not be in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Raw Women's Championship, which it's probably going to close the show, but it shouldn't. Ronda Rousey defending against Nikki Bella.
Ronda better win this match.
Ronda's got to win. She's got to win.
There better not be no twin magic happening.
Yeah. They don't look like twins anymore.
Well, they can still do it.
The big battle royal that's just a smorgasbord of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and Legends. pick somebody. I'll just say Naomi because she always seems to win these things. Mm. So why not?
I'm going to say Mandy Rose wins.
Okay. Gabby?
I'm going to do something that I think probably won't happen, but whatever. Zelina Vega.
Sure.
Mm. I think it's a good prediction.
NXT Thanks. Championship, Kairi Sane versus Shayna Baszler.
Kairi Sane keeps it.
I'd say Kairi keeps it as well.
Shayna Baszler.
All right. Finally, what should end it, the SmackDown last women's standing match, Becky Lynch defending against Charlotte. Becky retains.
Yeah, I say Becky retains, right? And then hope. What do you say?
Becky retains.
Okay.
And then hopefully the end of the show ends with the four horsewomen all squaring off at the end.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, I can see them beating down Nikki and Bella, and then Charlotte will come out to help her, because who knows? I don't know.
We'll have to see really how it is. We want to know what you guys think as well. Make sure that you leave the comments on YouTube, on iTunes, and you keep listening and sharing on all the media platforms that we're on. And follow us on social media. Tom the Com. I'll reach out to you.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at TomTheCom. Check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central.
Gabby.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at GabbyLorenTV. And if you're in the Los Angeles area this Friday and Saturday, I will be at Los Angeles' Comic-Con with WOW Women of Wrestling. Yes.
And follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, prosandtees.com/Christian Rosenberg, colornoblebrand.com. See this new t-shirt? You can get it with 10% off with promo code Rosenberg, colornoblebrand.com. Also, Thursday night, so if you're coming to LA for Friday, come a day early and go to Burbank for Wrestling Pro Wrestling Presents Creepy Crawlers and Beefy Brawlers. That's right. That's what it's called. And you could always...
Are you a Creepy Crawler or Beefy Brawler?
You have to go and find out. Or you can watch it on twitch.tv/WrestlingProWrestling. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.